bag out of that cabin.
It's the water in the shower, fresh water, but it probably is.
It is, yeah.
I have begun an audio boo, so don't say anything rude
the
now.
The rubbish bag is hanging on the door of the head, so if it doesn't fly off.
Dearest audio boo, I'm sitting at a table with... Would you like to say your name?
Mark.
Mark. Anybody else like to say their name?
George. Lady Rolex.
Excellent. Anybody else?
George,
yes. Yes, yes.
Pugwash.
Who's doing the cooking now?
Roger the cabin boy.
That again, yes.
Seaman Stein.
See, now I thought I was repeating myself. Sorry, I'll stop being grumpy.
Norman Bill, Eddie Stone,
Neddy Seagoo,
and Dogger.
Yeah. So, right. Would anybody like to say what we're doing here?
I don't know.
You don't know. Okay. Anybody want to hazard a guess?
You're eating your dinner.
That would be good.
That would be good.
You would like to be eating your dinner, and it is now.
I did for
we
the.
We have
for
all
the,
eaten our dinner. It's,
yeah, yeah. For the recording, I did start cooking my dinner, but various conspiracies.
Right. Look, there it
goes. Your
way through. Thank you very much indeed.
Now you want the cutlery as well, do you?
No, not normal.
I mean, what do I... I'm just so demanding.
Wash it up.
I'm so demanding.
You managed to keep your wine?
There you go.
I drank the wine and then I've had the orange juice as well and...
No, what do you eat without the wine?
I know, it's appalling.
You're trying to hold on to it.
It just went. You know, you know what they're like? They're holes in the bottom.
I tell you what, that looks very good.
Does it look okay?
It looks bloody good.
I'll have a bit of that. Don't mind.
Can we all taste it?
Sure.
You're most welcome to taste it.
I'll be careful, it's really hot.
Okay, thank you. It won't be hot. It's that flame's never been alight.
Well, it's had a very vigorous bit of flame activity.
All right.
Yeah, I thought you'd finished. Did you manage to get
it? What's more traumatic than seasickness?
It's quite hot.
What's more worse, ooh, seasickness or cooking?
I'll
say goodnight,
I think.
Or both.
Everything.
George, goodnight, sleep tight.
Life.
Definitely seasickness.
Yeah, actually, that wasn't very nice.
Seasickness is bad.
You were very quiet, actually, when you were feeling poor. That's probably the best way, I suppose.
Mm. Well, I just sort of dozed.
Oh, good night. Hope you sleep well.
It was wonderful. I mean, once I lay down, it was absolutely fine.
I'm surprised.
Just lie down.
Does that help then, lying down?
It's brilliant. Oh, no, it's absolutely brilliant.
Robert, what side do you sleep or you sleep on?
I'm on the side that's got the low ceiling bit, so the bit that's virtually underneath the cockpit.
Okay.
The bit that's got all the bags on at the moment.
Fine.
Someone's got to clear all their stuff out of our cabin.
Yeah, that's
all
me.
All these men have got to clear out stuff.
But, you know, I can't carry bags through it. There's been lots of people there.
Well, maybe you have to go in at the other end, go over the top,
still got to come in,
and then bring them back over the foredeck.
Well, you can't do that, it's so wet.
It was a joke, but yeah, don't worry. Don't worry. Nobody else laughs. So don't worry. Right. It's fine. It's I'm off. I'm off temperature. Whatever. I don't know.
Yeah. Sort of the toilet door.
Go in.
There was a thing called Blind Cortex. They used to do like things like that. People used to publish their sort of like.
They still exist, actually. I think. Right.
Yeah, it's not so busy now. Less people do it. Sort of lost favour.
I think it should be the other way round, shouldn't it? Called Blind Tech as opposed to... It is edible,
look,
yes, thank you.
In the toilet, it's not in his life, my dear.
I think you jumped into mid-sentence in a conversation there.
I think I did. Thank you.
Don't do the stove yet, because
who's next for the
hot
toilet, then, hey?
I'm just on my way.
You're just on your way.
I need a bit of a clean, but not now.
Have you
all there? Trying to wash it up in the slip.
Oh, yes. I will not.
Well, if they will make panhandles out of the same material as the pan.
It is ridiculous.
Yeah.
What happened?
The pan is made out of the same material as the panhandle, or vice versa.
It wasn't the handle, I was trying to wash it up instantly.
Oh.
So I.
So you were actually touching
the side
the pan.
Of
it.
Pan.
Lost
yeah.
What have you lost?
It's not
well,
a good
if
idea.
If
that.
Anybody in the morning comes across my sailing top, You know, it's one that I've borrowed, and it's got gloves in the right pocket and a hat in the left.
You're sure it's not hanging up in the in your?
I haven't personally hung it up there. That doesn't mean it's not there, but I hope it in the morning.
I may have hung it up. It's possible.
Okay.
I don't know.
Well, just if anybody comes across that way in the morning, anywhere, let me know. So
exactly.
Worry. It's in here
it's
somewhere.
By a process of default, we'll
exactly.
find it.
Exactly. It will turn up.
It will indeed. More plastic bags.
You can never have enough plastic bags.
You may have broken that same this trip. You can and we have. Right, so who's in the Heeds next?
Well, I'm almost there, don't worry.
Yep.
Or is somebody
nearer? No. Yeah. Anybody else more ready for the toilet?
Geographically or
psychologically, or?
Yeah.
Mm. Well done, Lady R. Thank you.
I'm not ready yet. I've got a sponge bag.
Good job.
Oh.
Sponge bag.
My sponge
now,
bag.
There's a. There's a.
Does that date me a bit?
Oh, well, it does a bit.
No.
Yeah.
Really?
Toilet bag or
wash
bag?
I know.
I'm saying
David's
family.
I talk about
a
sponge bag.
See, I always imagine a bag that's actually made out of sponge when I hear
it. Well, the aging Lady Penelope, I hear.
Is somebody in here?
Yeah. No. It's your turn.
Good.
You've got your sponge bag. I talk about a school I take to the kids.
It's going to go a
I say to the kids, get your. You need crayons. You don't know what I'm talking about. No.
They're not crayons anymore.
They're not crayons.
An iPad.
They're not. No, they're colouring pencils.
Oh.
You don't say crayons.
Yeah, but crayons were wax.
What?
Crayons
were
wax.
Yes, they were wax.
Well, we used to talk about crayons when I was a child.
What, when you meant pencils?
I meant colour. What they call colouring pencils.
Certainly, yeah.
Coloured?
Sorry.
Well, I'm sorry. Well, I was brought up to call them crayons.
Well, I don't know. I mean,
because you're younger than me.
The standards of education.
Crayons, they are. They're like a wax thing. They're a thick wax thing.
Mm. I know.
They're not very artistic at all, really. They're just something you
but
give
when
it to
I was a child, a crayon was a coloured, what they call coloured pencils. Mm.
Isn't life confusing?
We call them crayons.
I dread to think what the floor's going to be like by the end of the week.
What is crayon in French?
Crayon in French. A crayon is a
if in doubt, say it in French.
The word crayon means pencil.
Does it?
In French.
Well, that's very inconvenient, given the wax.
If I say donne-moi un crayon, it means give me a pencil.
Yeah.
And crayon couleur. So in fact, it's a coloured pencil in French.
Okay, so it's actually the wax ones that are wrong.
Whatever. Well, it's confusing, because I'm I talk old...
We don't have blackboards now, do we?
No, they're whiteboards.
Which way are you?
They're interactive.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say interactive.
They're interactive whiteboards.
PowerPoint.
They're IAWBs.
Right, Emma.
Yes.
Are you done out here?
Yes.
Can we heave you off to bed then, please?
Well, I'd like to, but is it possible to clear my bed? So
I've got a little bit partly there. If you go in there, then we can oink some more out, because then we've got somewhere to put it, yeah? Let's come and have a shufting.
Another thing they don't talk about anymore is they don't say pullover anymore.
Okay.
Have you got your pullover? It's a jersey.
A jersey?
Oh, I don't know.
I would have thought a jumper.
No, jumper.
A jumper. So you say jumper, that's it.
Sorry.
Jumper.
Well done.
Oblongs. Are they the same as rectangles?
What's oblongs? What?
Oblongs.
You've got your oblongs.
It's a rectangle without a 90 degree anywhere.
Is it?
And a rucksack on the right.
An oblong, yeah. Oblong is a rectangle.
Oh, you see, I always thought it was just a rectangle.
An oblong.
I thought it was another word for a rectangle.
An oblong shape is a...
Okay, right.
It's got long sides and a... Yeah, but that's what I thought. But according to Chris, it's not.
No, don't worry. It's okay.
I don't know.
No, you're all right. Stay there. Sorry. No, I've gone spearing you with my pipe cot.
You find it quite useful to put... you hang our towels on it.
It'll be worse.
I think that should be us, Emma.
Yes, that's fine by me. I have to say, it's actually quite nice.
Are you cool now?
Yeah, cool.
Excellent.
Absolutely.
I mean, slower cooking probably would have given it slightly better.
Oh, you stop your yakking and munch up.
I'm eating.
What's going on? You're recording everything you're saying. Are you recording everything as we speak?
Yeah. I did warn you.
Well, fucking hurry up then.
Well, you can wash your own plate up.
Okay, I did lots of washing up just now, so it's not that I haven't done
it. And I want my boots clean by the morning.
No chance. You said it. You said that it, there was democracy, right, except in safety loo, matters. Yeah. I don't see that being safety.
You want a wash bag or anything?
Well, there are exceptions.
Is it, can we use the loo? Is it? Is it
pumps? Yeah, yeah. No, it pumps out. That's no problem.
You can't get put the cap. Oh, well, it'll be all right.
No, just use it, and I'll flush it out at the end as we're running out of water.
Have we?
Well, we've got a quarter of a tank, which isn't very impressive, is it?
Bloody hell.
I never dreamt we'd get through that much water. Sure, there's so little in it, is the implication. Yeah. Because it's,
I don't need to go to sleep.
Well, assuming this is right.
I've been fast asleep, are you?
Yeah. Most of the day. Look at your helmet.
Oh, that's cruel.
That's cruel.
Yeah, that's horrible.
Why do you use me as a guinea pig? Then tells me that I'm asleep.
If you can't face sleep on a bit the of job. Abuse, you shouldn't come say you're all number one. I did warn you yesterday that I have a sense of humour that not everybody appreciates.
Sense of humour? Have you started yet?
Is that humour?
Well, I was being kind to myself.
Oh, I've got my sponge bag now.
Very good. Sponge bag. A sponge bag. Handbag.
Handbag.
Well, that's a new one on me. I didn't know they were called sponge bags.
I thought you called it a sponge bag.
I do, but I didn't realise it. Nobody else did.
Oh, I see. Right.
You copied.
It's a wash
did
bag.
Did you have your babies in a perambulator or a pram?
Oh no, just after I was in a perambulator.
They're buggies now, aren't they? Really? Yeah.
I even had it buggy.
I even had
a McLaren's buggy.
Yeah, pram is a big version, isn't it? With a
it's
big
also for a little
one. To and they have the fancy ones in Richmond with three wheels.
Yeah.
What part of Richmond do you live in? You're lucky to live in Richmond.
Wales? I live in the centre. Not quite, but about 3 minutes walk.
Sorry?
With your mum? Or who do you live with?
No, I live on my own.
How very nice.
Yeah, very nice.
I went to the theatre in Richmond the other day.
Oh, right, the actual Richmond theatre.
The actual Richmond theatre.
Yeah, it's quite nice, that one.
And I saw a fantastic play. It was so good. Well, it was a well-known play by
called
Midsummer Night's Dream, but it was
what colour is it?
Never heard of it.
White stripe.
The actors.
I hear the writers up and coming.
That's yes. Vanished on us just at the
well,
moment.
Well, it was the best play I've seen for all time. It was actually a male company.
So you're right.
Quite rarely, so.
So as Shakespeare,
yeah, of course.
They were so good. They really acted so well that you thought, I'm sure they're deviating from the script here because it sounds too much like popular speech. You know, doesn't sound Shakespearean. I think that's a sign of really good acting. Shakespeare.
They did some audio described, didn't they? Well, is it the Orange Tree?
I've never been. No, was it called? What was it called?
There's a Richmond Theatre, Richmond Theatre and the Orange Tree.
Oh, no, it wasn't Richmond. I'm sorry.
The Orange Tree's in the round.
Yeah. Oh, I did see something else in Richmond. The old theatre I saw, play called Passion.
Right.
I saw Rocky Horror Show there. It was brilliant.
Did you?
It had Nicholas Parsons in.
Oh, really? Yeah, what was he doing in the Rocky Horror Show?
Oh, he did it for quite a while in the 90s, didn't he, I think? Yeah.
Sort of very camp.
Okay.
The
narrator, isn't he? Yeah.
Narrator, yeah, that's right. Yeah, it was good.
What?
Do you know what your hat is?
It's
purple and white and black. Passion play. Yeah. I thought it was going to be something like something religious.
Mm.
It wasn't at all.
Maybe.
It was about, Tony, can
you just pass that hat and the gloves underneath? No, there aren't any gloves, are there? Okay.
Oh, hang on. Well, those are my gloves.
Right, hat I can do.
I was in 1984 recently. I was very disappointed.
We'll find gloves
later.
I don't think
they
wanted it.
They didn't have any wraps in it. You know, they had like an audio described thing of 1984.
Yeah.
Expecting real wraps.
Yeah.
Not even dressed up rats.
Very disappointed. You had to imagine.
You did, yeah.
It's a theatre, you've got to imagine stuff. Yeah. That's what was so good about Midsummer Night's Dream. They had a virtual minimal set.
Mm.
And it was all in the acting, and focused entirely on the acting. And the men, they were all men, and they were bloody good. They were funny, actually, it was so funny. I've never thought of Midsummer Night's Dream as hugely funny.
I'm not a big fan of it, but
like it's not my favourite. Exactly,
it's a bit airy fairy.
It's very airy fairy. It's full of fairies.
Literally, yes.
You know, an elf jumping around, and then a silly little play bottom, and then they have a magic potion.
Oh,
and
it's just, all just, of it. Just it's nonsense. Ridiculous. It's just fluffy, nonsense. Fluffiness.
But they made it really, really funny. Well, it's sort of a bit like a pantomime. Okay.
Right, you're away, Mark. Yeah. Yeah. It's all yours.
Yeah. Bottom, the one who did bottom was so good.
No, so,
the theatre I went to, that was not Richmond.
Right.
I tell a lie, it was Kingston.
All right, okay, yep.
Kingston on Thames.
Well, near enough.
Do you know what the colour it is?
I saw the Passion play at Richmond. I'd never been to the Richmond Theatre before.
Mm-hmm.
It's lovely. Oh, that was the old one. Older work,
the one that's faces onto the green.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. It's a lovely building.
Lovely. Really nice.
I think it's been used for a number of films.
Has it?
Yeah, it's the main setting. Yeah. The green there, you know, it's
Mark, does your towel have a 500 euro note on it?
In it or on it?
No, you have it. That's yours, is it? Okay, fine.
No, well, that's a design, is it?
Okay.
I've got to get my bed ready. Is it my turn next? Whose turn is it after?
Mark, have you got a towel with you? We got the wrong one.
Take care, Chris.
Sorry?
I said, take care. Don't go too
both bad. 500 euros. No, well, they're 500.
No, it must be mine, but it doesn't feel like it. Anyway, never mind.
George is claiming it's his.
No, don't.
Sorry, he's not claiming it. I'm claiming it's George's. George isn't doing anything.
I would quite like to see it, though, when you finish with it, Mark.
He wants to inspect it. So don't wipe your bottom with it, please. Use loo paper.
Do that, like.
But don't flush it.
He won't notice.
Yeah, I think there was one piece where I thought, not sure, but the rest, but most of it was fine. And if I get salmonella from one piece, I think that's jolly unlucky, really.
Yes, I agree with that. I did my best to get it all.
You did. It was very nice. Thank you. Thank you for doing that. And sorry for sort of messing up the timing of stuff.
In future, you shouldn't embark on a lengthy cooking process so late.
But I didn't think it was that late when I started, but maybe. And it, yeah, well, anyway, we are where we are. And
next time, next time do something like, you know, mince or something rapid and quick.
Yeah.
Because the problem is it just takes so much time getting everybody through the heads.
Poor
old Roger's dead on his feet. No, I wouldn't mind getting to bed.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know. No, I didn't mean like that.
No, I know you didn't, but still, now. It's...
Because people start getting ratty when they get tired. They start
to... Well, I think I was leading the ratty.
At one stage you were, but you've burped up now.
it was lack of food. Mm. It was just, I was starting to run on empty.
Exactly, yeah. Agreed. How are we doing? Next.